This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran denied on Sunday being involved in Yemen rebel drone attacks the previous day, targeting the world's biggest oil processing facility and an oil field in Saudi Arabia, just hours after America's top diplomat, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on Saturday alleged that Tehran was behind the unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. VOA's Edward Uranian follows the developments from Cairo.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The White House says a U.S. counterterrorism operation killed the son of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. There's a watchful eye on the latest tropical storm to develop, a storm that has spared already reeling Bahamas. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Humberto is set to become a hurricane in coming days. It did force officials to suspend aid efforts and close airports Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. Humberto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Sunday night, when it is projected to be well east of Florida and in the Atlantic Ocean. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong said on Saturday he was seeking the support of U.S. lawmakers for the demands of his fellow protesters who have led months of street demonstrations, including a call for free elections. Reuters has more.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong will visit Washington, D.C. this week to ask for bipartisan support from U.S. lawmakers. Wong, who has been at the forefront of this year's protests, told Reuters on Saturday their fight will continue through the anniversary of China's founding on October 1st.
In Hong Kong, in the past 3 months, we have free protests. More than 1 million people took to the street. So before 1st of October, we will continue our protests with our calls on free election. Government of Hong Kong should be elected by Hong Kong people instead of handpicked by Beijing.
China has accused foreign powers, especially the United States, of fueling the unrest.
A relatively small crowd, just thousands of mourners, filled about one-third of Zimbabwe's national sports stadium to give a final public send-off to former President Robert Mugabe. Mugabe, the first president of independent Zimbabwe, died last week at the age of 95 after ruling for 37 years until 2017. The poor attendance reflects Mugabe's complicated legacy. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
The flag-draped coffin had arrived, followed by black-clad family members, their heads bowed. Military members stood rigid and proud. All of the pomp and circumstance one would expect for the memorial of a man hailed as an African icon was in place Saturday for the final public send-off for Robert Mugabe. But there was just one thing missing, a crowd. Because, for the man known as the father of his nation, very few of Mugabe's 16 million children showed up for his final public send-off Saturday in Harare's National Sports Stadium. Many Zimbabweans blame him for driving the nation's once strong economy into the ground, and they made that clear with their poor showing on Saturday. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
And from Washington, this is VOA News.